Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It is an absolute beautiful day here at the Oakland Coliseum, just perfect for Major League Baseball. And Ken Korak, I don't think I'm overselling it. You really can't have very little wind. Sun's out, warm, not hot. I mean, this is a great time to sit out, have a beer, have a hot dog, a sausage, and enjoy baseball.
So where are we going to go then? Like section 115 or something?
I will carry your equipment, and I will sit there. I'll engineer and just sit there and listen to you and Vince, and we'll all sit out in the sun. I'll engineer it for you.
Well, 42 years ago, I used to do high school games in Petaluma, sitting in the bleachers. So, you know, I've done it before, Chris.
Yeah, why not put you behind home plate for a day
game,
please. Wouldn't that be great?
One day when I was working for the White Sox, which I did for 4 years, just doing one game a week, and there was a Sunday afternoon in Chicago on the south side. They wanted to promote the Stadium Club, which is down the right field line in the corner, glass enclosed, almost like right on top of the foul pole down there. So they wanted us to promote the Stadium Club and the dining and the food, all the things that they had out there to offer. So we did a game from out there. It was almost impossible to see to see home plate. So, you know, Chris, I'm a little bit more comfortable up here in the broadcast booth.
Okay, if ever you want to go down into the sun, let me know.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make it happen, pal.
All right, I want to talk about one of the really good stories. We had him on yesterday, and I told him, and I think guys like him need to be told, that you truly are an inspiration, Jonah Bride. You know, he's a guy that 23rd round pick, senior out of college, they're signing you to be a filler in the minor leagues and to play with guys that they think someday will be big leaguers. But he never stopped. He kept doing it. He kept impressing people. He kept becoming more versatile, decided to start trying to catch at the pro level, and made it happen. I think for all young baseball players who want to try and do this, he's an absolute inspiration.
Yeah, and he's a grinder, which sometimes can have a little bit of a negative connotation, because then the sense is, well, maybe he's not that athletic or that talented. But, I've been impressed. Now, last night was the first time I had seen him play in person, of course, Chris. And the thing that he's made himself into a good ball player because of the fundamentals, and especially offensively, he doesn't swing at bad balls. He goes the other way. And we talked about it last night. He was considered the best fastball hitter in the A's minor league system. So, and he's made himself versatile, too. I think that's one thing that you can really help yourself as a player if you learn to play different positions, which he has done, especially learning how to catch.
Yeah, and then you throw in Christian Bethancourt, and something we talked to Mark Kotze about, and you'll hear it on Sunday. It's just, you know, when you're going to have a limited bench because you have so many pitchers, these guys that can play multiple positions, they are so valuable.
And they have three catchers in the lineup today. They have eschewed the four-catcher alignment because Murphy's not in there to start. So they had that one game on the trip, right, Chris, where they literally had four catchers in the game at the same time.
Well, Steven Vogt's more like Barry Bonds. He only gets one pitch a game, and when he gets it, he knocks it out.
He has three home runs and three RBIs for the year.
I mean, you're going to walk him, but the minute you put it over the plate, he's knocking it out of the ballpark.
He's had good numbers against the Royals in his career, so they could really use a boost. They could use getting out in front, getting some runs for Cole Irvin today, Chris. And, Brad Keller, who's starting for the Royals, has had a really tough run. He's capable of pitching really well. His ERA for his first five starts this year was under two, but he hasn't won a game in about 2 months.
No, and his road splits, my God, on the road, 0-4 with a 6.26 ERA, not good. So, Ken, right there, we had a lot of positivity heading into today's game.
including talking about a barbecue or something like that, which I know you're going to do tomorrow for Father's Day.
Get it going. Got to get the smoker going for Father's Day.
All right, pal.
We'll talk to you after the game. Coming up next, Paulie Winday, Paul Blackburn, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, house, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is A's Total Access.
Yesterday on our talk show, A's Cast Live, you can listen to it, athletics.com/A's Cast. You can watch it on the Athletics YouTube account or on Twitter at AthleticsCast24. We had Paul Blackburn on the show. Always great to have the right-hander. Well, we have a new nickname for him. I don't think we've told Mr. Blackburn about his new nickname, have we?
I don't think we've seen him since then.
I mean, I might. You can have it. You can sell T-shirts. But when you pitch, we call it Paulie Winday.
I have not heard that, no. But I like it.
I mean
that's the goal every day. So
that's
so
my
not?
Gift to you, Paulie Winday.
Thank you.
Ride that to a bobblehead, to T-shirts, whatever you want to do. It is great to have you on the program. Another fantastic outing yesterday. And you look great on the mound. Just talk about the confidence you have, because we can see it.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to gain confidence when things are going your way and you're pitching well. But I just feel like no matter who's in the box, I'm going to get you out. Like that's kind of where I am right now, just like mentally. Like I believe my stuff. I believe every single pitch I throw. I'm 100% behind every pitch I throw mentally and. And yeah, it's been working out that way.
Isn't it amazing conviction? It's like you can have the greatest stuff in the world, but if you don't believe in it, especially in pressure situations, it doesn't matter. And you may not have the best stuff in the world, but if you believe in it works.
It does. And it's funny, like, you know, I feel like a lot of times you hear when people have big accomplishments, you hear them like, oh, like it's all about belief. Like if you believe, you believe. And like you hear that and you're like, okay, but a little more goes into it. But, like, as soon as you do start kind of believing, it makes everything else in your body believe too. And, like, to me, that's just kind of where I've been this year. Like, I just feel like any time and any pitch I throw, you're not going to hit it.
Okay, before we get into the mental side, let's go physical side. Take us through difference in whether – we've heard a lot of different things, you know – when you have a good season, a lot of people start talking about a lot of different things. So how much did you change grip, curveball, slider, cutter? Just physically, what are changes or maybe tweaks that you've done?
Yeah, so one of the biggest tweak I think this year for me that's helped me, Sam, one of our analytical people, she on my four seam in spring and honestly through my whole career, I guess my wrist wasn't neutral. I was essentially my wrist was pointed up, and I was cutting my four seam a lot. I wasn't staying behind it, and you know we talked in spring training, and she told me to, you know, she told me my wrist is pointed up. You need to have more neutral to stay behind the ball, create better life. And so I worked on that. This was towards the end of spring training. Worked on that the last couple of days about keeping my wrist neutral, and it's helped my four seam a lot this year. I've never thrown as many four seams as I had this year.
Did you feel it like when she told you? Did you have that feeling? You go, ah, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, like so. Essentially, we're throwing bullpens. You know, they have an iPad and they have, you know, your horizontal break, your vertical break, all this stuff. They have like your wrist position, and I was looking at it and there was like four or five pitches where my wrist position was straight out for 12, and everything else was in between like 1.5 and 2. And so I was like, those are my four seams? And she was like, yes, like that's why you're cutting them. And I thought I was under the ball. So I'm trying to, in my head, I was trying to correct something, but I was going the opposite way. So essentially I was hurting myself going this way instead of allowing myself to be more neutral with it and more loose.
It makes sense. It's like even though your feels and the reality of what's going on don't always work together. Yeah. It's when they both come together, when you're feeling it, you know what's going on, and the science and the feelings together. But sometimes your feeling and the science are two opposite things. Talk about the breaking balls.
Honestly, I haven't really changed much on my curveball. If anything, I've probably gripped it a little harder this year. You know, I have been working with like a slider. It's a big sweepy slider. It's kind of like my curveball. I throw it maybe 4 or 5 times an outing. Just to give hitters a different look. That way, like they have to be conscious of my curveball that's more like top to bottom, my slider that is like more sweepy. So it's just more of like a different look for them. But as far as like grip goes, all my grips really the same. Like a lot of it's just been mentality for me with my curveball. And now, obviously, like I said, seeing results with it like gives you a little more confidence with it, gives you just a little more conviction behind it. But a lot of the stuff that I've done has been more mentality-wise.
One of my favorite things, we're going to start dealing with StatCast, cutter versus just it's a natural cut. What is it for you?
Mine's a cutter.
Okay.
Mine's a cutter. It's probably more slider-ish if you talk to the analytical department.
See, this is what I love is because StatCast is going to say he throws cutter this many times, slider bit, and they cut it, and then you talk to someone, they go, "Well, I really don't throw that." You know,
mine's like, mine essentially is a cutter and a slider. If I go up with it, when I go up and into lefties, you're going to get more of a horizontal. I'm not going to get
the
vertical depth. Yeah. And that's going to be the cutter. Now, when I go down and away to righties with it, it's going to have a little bit of slide to it, and so that's just how it comes out. Like I'm thinking fastball the whole time, but once I start thinking like, oh, I want it to cut when I'm going down to a righty, that's when I get messed up. And like, you know, whether it's a cutter, whether it's a slider, I mean, whatever they want to call it, they can call it. But in my head, I call it a cutter because that's what helps me think fastball with it. And then the action on it is the action.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt as we get you ready for the A's and the Royals right here on A's Cast.
This is A's Total Access.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa know-how.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit Pennzoil.com/rewards.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica, how are you today on this beautiful Saturday here in the East Bay?
It's a top five beautiful day here. I will give you that. I'm doing really, really well. How about you? We've actually spent a little bit more time together this morning than we have in a while.
Well, I got to hear you in a nice conversation with a future journalist, and I heard the word jelly, and it made me feel so good. But I don't want to oversell this.
Yeah.
But today is like a perfect day.
It really is. There's actually a good enough breeze to where I wasn't dying too much. I like that breeze every now and then. Obviously, it's a clear sky. I feel like there's good vibes going around. We had a good conversation with Kotze. I think we're looking pretty good so far.
Before we get into Kotze, we want to tell people the Jonah Bride story because it's one of the good stories going on right now. I think you can throw Jared Koenig in there. I think you can throw Christian Bethencourt in there. You know, players, let's face it, there's a lot of people around you in your career. Family members, could be wives, could people who like kind of look in and say, you know, maybe it's time to start a different career.
Yeah.
And maybe this isn't going to work out, but there are these stories about guys who never give up and look how they're rewarded. And Jonah Bride and Koenig and Bethencourt, and we've got quite a bit of that. We just had Paul Blackburn on. We've had a lot of these good stories this year.
Yeah. And there's like a humbleness to it. Right. And then you even mentioned the term heading into the season is opportunity. And I feel like even without in a different organization, these guys, maybe they wouldn't have had such a mass opportunity, but it's a good storyline. And we wouldn't be able to see some of these without them being in this organization. And with these promotions and everything that's happened, you mentioned, you know, 23rd rounder, you know, a guy that was in community college for a little bit and going to everything else that he's been, you know, Gamecock and everything like that. And you mentioned Koenig, Christian Bethencourt making a return, and now we get to see them on full display. And, you know, you're meeting these guys. Bethencourt's a little bit more humbled. I know he had some issues when he was back in the league, and then Jonah Bride couldn't be more polite, more wonderful, and he's earned it, certainly. And we actually talked to Kotze about that, what has impressed him about it with and as it pertains to Bride, just the way that he's able to work the count, put the barrel on a fastball, which sounds simple, but it's stuff that he was working through throughout the minors, and now he's able to put it on display. I would love to see him a little bit more aggressive on the defensive game, but it's also difficult to kind of replace a guy over at third base, the one Mr. Matt Chapman and all of that. Maybe Kevin Smith will get a promotion here in the future and all of that, but I've been very impressed with Jonah so far, not just on the field, but just a very humble guy and very approachable, and hopefully he makes the best of this opportunity as well.
You've noticed something about Mark Kotze early on here. Very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, it was funny. I'd like to ask about any updates, and this happened back with Ramon Laureano when he was going through his rehab assignment coming back from suspension, and he was in AAA, and I'm asking about, you know, Kevin Smith and Sheldon Noisy, and Kotze doesn't have a lot of information on these guys in the minors, and at first I was kind of taken aback by that. We were used to Bob Melvin, who would know the ins and outs of everything, and Kotze made it clear he just wants to concentrate on what's ahead of him, and he wants to stay in the now and hopefully get wins and not concentrate on what's going on in the other leagues. And obviously they're on his radar, but he wouldn't give us, you know, the Kevin Smith numbers and everything like that. But on the other side of it, Kevin Smith and Sheldon Noisy have had some strong outings recently, which is good to know. But Kotze wants to concentrate on what's going on now. And I actually talked to him in the first, I think, couple weeks into it, asking him what the biggest surprise was for his managerial responsibilities. And he said there was some stuff that he wasn't actually anticipating that were part of his responsibilities, you know, things that he might have thought were above his pay grade are actually very much in his job description. And it's kind of cool to see that aspect of it. But I think he's doing a really good job, and I think he's still realizing there's a lot that goes into it. Some of the stuff where you can't just, you know, fungo infield, which I know is his favorite aspect of the game and all of that, but it's a lot of technical work that, and, you know, obviously dealing with the media, he's handled it really well. And even today he had to talk about how the defense was struggling and stuff. So it's definitely a stark contrast from Bob Melvin, but we kind of knew what we were getting with Kotze. I think he's just settling into a lot of the difficulties that he's had to deal with.
Yeah, you can only control certain things. And right now for Kotze, his job is what's happening here. And if you're not here, you're not helping me. And I totally understand that mentality. Like, hey, guy goes down, we tell him what we want him to do. I try and give him a message, but he's gone. I got to focus 100% all of my energy on the guys that are here for me to win games now, today, tomorrow. If you're down in Vegas, you're down in Midland, it is what it is.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind to a certain extent. But I have to think, you know, since Bob Melvin knew it was going to be going into heading into this season, Mark Kotze must have too when he accepted the job. But I'm curious about to what extent and all of that. But he did tell me not too long ago that no matter what's going on, we know we're going to have a lot of promotional and a lot of, you know, major league debuts, but the magic is still there as when it happens for him. And that's something very special to me. I know we talked about that a few times, but he doesn't get sick of telling the Jonah Brides of the world that you're going to be a major league baseball player, which I love.
Yeah. And, you know, today it's like a broken record. You can look at the lack of run support for Cole Irvin, you can look at the lack of run support for Frankie Montas. Just continues to be a theme, and not easy for these starting pitchers, knowing that you have to be pretty much perfect, because the odds are, it is what it is. You're going to get maybe one, maybe two runs.
Well, not even that. When the defense is shaky as well, we saw some of those Matt Davidson plays and Elvis Andrus as well. That's just kind of adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah, to me, if there's anything that you got to at least be able to do is play defense.
Yeah. If there's one job. And I know, and I get, don't get me wrong, playing the third base position here can be difficult, but it's not like you're playing in the foul territory each time. And you're going to be catching balls from Major League Baseball bats with high exit velocities. What are you going to do? Even from a guy like Paul Blackburn, people, I mean, they're not hitting the ball really hard off of him, but the Montases of the world, they're going to be swinging him hard. And we saw what happened yesterday. You can't just not take advantage of those opportunities.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Coming up next, it's Around the Minors. Our buddy Alex Jensen with the Ports manager, Franklin Font. Next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente.
If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues. I'm Alex Jensen with the Stockton Ports, and we're joined by Ports Manager Franklin Fun. How's the season been so far, Frank? I know it's your first season in the A's organization. You spent a long time with the Cubs, but this group of players, you've been through 60 games now. How have you seen the development with these guys?
First of all, thank you for the opportunity, you know, to the second time we talked in 60 games. In a couple of months, we're here. I'm so happy. The help from the coaches, first of all, they put a lot of work on the field to make sure those guys get good development. You see, so far we got Denzel, we got Bears, we got couple players. You know, tough one. Get down, they sit down to Arizona, but we see it improve as a professional player on the field every day. After tough loss, come back to get a win and or show his ability to play this game.
Just outside of the physical tools, you know, how much weight in terms of development do you take into the mental aspect of the game? I see a guy like Max Muncy, and I can't tell if he went 0 for 4 or 4 for 5 the day before. I mean, that seems like a mature guy, and it seems like it would help him in his development. What do you see with this group in general and just young players at this age with the mental side of the game versus the physical side of the game and how much that helps them in their ability to move up the ladder?
It's what we try to teach every single day, even before we come up. You know, talk to him, meetings. We got great help by Kevin, by BC, with experience in the organization in baseball, to talk to those guys, you know, about the mental side. I think everybody say, you know, it's more mental and physical, this game. We make sure we keep in hand those guys every day, you know, come to play. It's a long season. We can click from one day to other, from one game to other, from one pitch to other. You know, that kind of approach we have to teach every day to those guys to, you know, make sure when they go to a high level, this can more easy to play this game.
What about your personality makes you a good fit for this age group? Because I see you're energetic. You're an energetic guy. You always seem upbeat. What about you do you think is a good fit for this group of players and this age of players specifically?
That one, the first one for me, you know, that's me. And the coaching staff too, we are still young to work. And for me, the work in this level is important. Continue every day. We understand it's a long season. We have to make sure, keep it health, you know, get good manager, like in every aspect, medical, strange and in the field to make sure they're healthy and keep it working, keep it development. That's what it's my mind, my process. You know, looking for detail, make sure we tell them the details. So important in this game to continue get better and better.
Do you enjoy watching that process of guys continuing to improve?
I don't enjoy. I love it. It's that's part of, you know, seeing when see Denzel play now in Lansing. And hopefully one of those couple more plays go up, and we'd be happy to see that again.
You spent a long time with the Cubs organization. and even some time almost in Europe, right? But how did it come together, you joining the A's organization? I know this is your first year with Oakland. How did that process come together, and what do you like about the fit?
I like because that's kind of the organization when I started coaching, you know. They love the old school teaching and putting together when the new base were coming from. So that's what I think, the way that can fix better in this group. You know, I like it. You know, they're letting us to teaching, to work, and continue to do the whole thing in the field, okay, when good advice from the top people. But I like the way we do the thing here.
What are your favorite memories from the Cubs? Obviously, you won a World Series. You came up as a player with the Cubs. You were on that big league staff in 2016. What are some of your memories from that run in your career as a player?
As a player, for me, like I say, now got more time as a coaching staff. See players play in the big league, man. That makes me so happy. Many players now got success on the big league and got a good career. That's the best memory. I continue to see it, though, for me.
About the World Series run, what do you remember about that? I mean, that was obviously a very significant ring that you guys won, you know, breaking the curse and bringing the Cubs a championship. But what do you remember about that run from Franklin Font's perspective?
Wow, that was a long season. For 3 years, it was a long way. And get the trophy. It was a trophy in the parade. That was the best moment. Big parade. The parade, man. It was like 7 million people. Yeah. And the parade was fun with my family, enjoying my friends and all the people was before me. That was the good thing about that.
Franklin Font, thank you for the time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
All right, that's Franklin Font, manager of the Stockton Ports. And with the Ports, I'm Alex Jensen, and that's the Minor League Report from Stockton. More of A's Total Access is coming up next.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell San Francisco area attorneys, 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. And let me tell you something. Get into these bullpens, because the bullpens have been struggling. The Royals have the worst bullpen ERA in the American League at 4.66. The A's not far behind, the second worst bullpen ERA in the American League at 4.42. Also, that means Cole Irvin, go deeper in the game to help this ball club out. Time now for the injury report, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. How is Jed Lowry doing, Mark Kotze?
Yeah, I think he's obviously good to go. Excited to have him back in the lineup and hope good things for him today and going forward.
No doubt about it. How about Stephen Piscotty?
Yeah, you know, as a veteran guy, you get a little bit more leeway in that process, because he knows his body so well. We trust, the fact that he's going to communicate with us how he's feeling on a daily basis. Again, he's got to run the bases tomorrow. If that all goes well, we'll look forward to seeing him in Vegas on Tuesday, either in a DH role or playing right field.
And one more, Mark Kotze talking about Jonah Bride and young players, they will make mistakes.
Yeah, I think that is probably assessed correctly in terms of just turning the page. You have to, because you got a big game in front of you. Jonah Bride in Boston, obviously in the eighth inning, made his first oh-no moment. And when I went out to the mound to pitch and change, and I grabbed him and said, "Hey, the next ball's coming to you. That's how it works here. So you're going to make a play." And he did. The next ball came to him to his left. He threw it second and got out of the inning. So.
Great stuff by the manager. Coming up next, part two of our conversation with Paul Blackburn right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
This is A's Total Access.
We had Paul Blackburn on A's Cast Live, and we're talking about preparing to go through a lineup multiple times. So I don't want you to come out of games, and you don't need to say anything. Don't want to get you in trouble, but there's like when Kotze comes out to get you, I go, no, leave him in. Let him keep going. I know you want to go deep into games, but how do you prepare to get through a lineup once, twice, a third time, and to always keep them on their toes?
Yeah, so – we'll use yesterday, for instance. Like, I faced Boston 2 weeks ago. And my game plan going into Boston, from the results base, like, they were on a lot of my stuff. And, like, granted, like, I didn't have my best cutter that day, and that's one thing that I knew going into that start yesterday. And that's a weapon that I kind of had in my back pocket where they haven't seen my best cutter that I had. And yesterday I had a pretty good one. And just being able to kind of take a step back and reevaluate the game from a clear mindset where it's like, okay, like, what did I do that gave me success during this game with Boston here? What did I do well? Okay, like, this is what I did. What did they do well against me? And now you start, it's kind of like a pros and cons list, right? Okay, this is what worked for me. This is what they are on. So now, how can we incorporate what worked for me into a new game plan while still being able to use certain pitches that didn't work well for me? If that makes sense, where it's like, maybe it's a sequencing thing. Maybe it's like, maybe we're getting too predictable out there. Like, just being able to kind of break down like that and look at an outing instead of it being like, oh, bad outing or good outing. Like, being able to honestly, like, sit down and think about your outing and realize that, every outing you're going to have good pitches, every outing you have bad pitches. Like, whether those bad pitches beat you, who knows? But good pitches can beat you sometimes. But for me, it's just being able to see what worked against the team and what didn't work and why did that not work. Because it's not like your pitches are good. Like, your pitches work, but it's like, was I too predictable? Did I set it up correctly? Or like, what did I do the same exact sequence to that guy as I did the guy on deck, and the guy on deck beat me? Just things like that, where like, it's so much game inside of a game, and I feel like in the past, I would get so wrapped up in, like, oh, like, I went out there and gave up 5 runs, bad outing, you know? And it's like, yeah, you don't want to sit there and think or dwell on bad outings, but there are positives in every single outing that you have. Whether it's you go out and get 2 outs and you give up 8 runs, you'll still find a positive in that. You probably don't want to think about it, but there are positives at every single outing that I feel like a lot of people get away from when there's bad results there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to have positivity, because in this game you can find a whole lot of negative and it can drown you, and it's tough to get out of that mindset. And that's where I want to get into the mental side. I think about when we talked to you down at spring training, Ho-Ho Cam, and this was about you making the ball club and excited and you're healthy, you know, healthy, which was great for you, to where we are today where you're going out to win. You're going out to win games against elite teams and elite lineups. Talk about the mentality of where you were in Arizona to where you are now.
So coming into spring training, like, I didn't have any options left. Like, it was make or break. Like, either I make the team or I'll get DFA'd again, and who knows what happens from there. But I tried not to think of it like that. I tried to think of it as, like, this is my 10th spring training, I think. Like, I know what I need to do to get my body ready at this point. And I allowed spring training to kind of be that for me. I didn't come into spring training adding pressure on myself, like, I need to come and make a team. I need to come and make a team. I stayed within myself, and I trusted that the work that I put in every single day and the mindset that I bring every day will ultimately get me to that goal. And then when the season started, it was more of like, okay, like, it was like a checklist, right? Okay, first box, like, check. Made a team out of spring. Now it's like, what can I do to prove people wrong? You know, like, I feel like there's been a lot of times, like, when I've added so much pressure on myself on the field that I didn't allow myself to be myself out there. And where, like, I'd have so many different things going on, whether it's, like, stress of, like, not letting runs score, whether it's, like, stress of, you know, throwing strike, whatever it may be. Like, there, I feel like I added so much unneeded stress to myself in the past. And just being able to kind of come in with, like, I'm going to prove you wrong mindset, and, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, like, I've been DFA'd. I've gone through all that. Like, I've essentially been fired, per se. You know, and I work to get back here. So it's what do I have to lose? Like, go out there and be yourself. And, like, at least if you lose, like, have them beat you. Don't beat yourself, and, like, don't overthink it. And that's just kind of where I've been this year.
Really insightful stuff. Hear the entire interview, athletics.com/AceCast. Up next, it's Ken Korak and your pitching coach, Scott Emerson, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you, by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
It is a beautiful Saturday. It's game two of the series, the A's and the Royals, and A's pitching coach Scott Emerson is with us. And let's talk about Frankie Montas and his effort last night. It's one of those few times when actually he gets hit fairly hard.
Yeah, you know, when you miss location to big league hitters, you start losing the advantage. And Salvador Perez, we tried to go down and away. The ball ran back over, kind of middle in into a happy zone for Salvador. And he did what good major league hitters do, and that's make pitchers pay for mistakes. And when you leave the ball up out over the plate, you know, that's what's going to happen.
What have been your impressions talking about Salvador Perez over the years, Emo? Because, I mean, here's a guy, a catcher, he plays almost every day, hit 48 home runs last year.
Yeah, you know, he's a solid major league player. He's put in a lot of time. You know, I remember seeing him in Double A, the Texas League, when he was with Northwest Arkansas, and just to watch him develop into a solid major league catcher. You know, he plays both sides of the ball, hits in the four hole, looking to do damage, catches and receives very well. Looks like he commands his pitching staff, so he's an impressive player for sure.
All right, now Jared Koenig is going to pitch for the A's tomorrow, make his third major league start. What have been your impressions of him so far, and what does he have to do to take his pitching to the next level?
Well, you know, again, hit spots, be unpredictable, be able to go hard in, soft away, and just mix up his pitches and throw strikes and get to the ground ball. I think, you know, for him to be really successful, he's always one pitch away from a double play with a runner on base, and anytime he can pound that bottom of the strike zone with his sinker, he gains that advantage.
How did he handle the nerves or the anticipation, the intensity of making his first major league start, which came on the last road trip?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, he was nervous. He had two really good, you know, big league ball clubs, you know, defending World Series champion, the Atlanta Braves, and then a team that scores the most runs in the American League, the Boston Red Sox. So you throw him right into the fire, and we see what he could do, and now he's going to make his third start tomorrow, and hopefully he's got that ability to be unpredictable, use his pitches down the way, up and in when he needs to, and we'll go from there.
How do you get James Kaprielian back on track?
Well, you know, James is going through, you know, maybe some little mechanical issues. But, you know, everybody who is confident in themselves, you know, we got to get that confidence back. And I hope he's still confident in what he's capable of doing, because when he's confident, you know, there's a for lack of a better term, just a presence about him that makes him a better pitcher. You know, we all want to take that mound with confidence. Cool, calm, and collected, and when he does that, he's really good.
How do you guys, in looking at the whole ball club with Mark Hase and the coaching staff, because it's been a tough year so far, and how do you collectively work on the, I guess, collective confidence of the players on the club?
Well, it's sticking to the process. You know, what's your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you going to accomplish to be a sustainable major league player? You know, with pitchers, you know, it all comes down to location, change of speeds, movement, effort level, and velocity, how you can prioritize those things. You need to be able to locate your pitches at the big league level. It's not just throw it to the zone. You know, you can throw it to the zone if you got exceptional stuff, and we're talking, you know, 96 to 100 with a late breaking ball and a devastating changeup. But, you know, when you have major league stuff, and you can locate change speeds with some movement. And the effort level part is just kind of being under control with your body and your mindset to be able to do these things. And then the velocity comes in. Everybody needs to have some sort of velocity to be good as well. When you can put those five components together, then I think you're going to be a sustainable major league pitcher.
Do you feel, and the focus, of course, is on trying to win and win every day, that part of this season would also be identifying the players that the A's feel like you can go forward with to be part of the next really good A's run?
Yeah, you think you look out and you want everybody to make the most of the opportunities that they are getting this year. And, you know, that's what I try to tell our pitchers. Stick out like a sore thumb in a good way. You know, go out there, compete, do your job, get great results, do the best job you can, be a professional. And those are the things that I'm looking for. Who's going to be sustainable, meaning who's going to last the longest? And when you use those five elements of pitching, generally you're the one that's more sustainable than the guy who can't use those five elements.
All right, Townie, that's Scott Emerson, and we'll send things over to you.
It's always great to hear from the pitching coach, Scott Emerson. I love how we now mix it up with the different coaches plus the manager. And I think about what he said there about Cap. Caprillion, a very confident guy, but right now, with the mechanics being off a little bit, needs to start pitching more downhill, not across his body. And he needs to get the confidence back. You know, if you're a guy with swag, you got that swagger, and you stop carrying that out to the mound, that's a problem. You need to find that. You need to find that bulldog. You need to find that tough guy. You got to get that swagger back to compete if that's what you live on. And the guy going today, what does he live on? Working fast and using his defense. And I always love that. Cole Irvin on the mound. It's the A's and the Royals next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.